believed in fate. I wish I didn't sleep so late. I used to be carried in the arms of the cheerleader.
Welcome to Cream of Wheat. I'm your co-host, Ben.
Co-captain.
Co-captain Ben.
Wishing you aboard the USS Wheat.
Today we will pummel and...
Nope.
I don't know, pirate. We will
pirate the boats.
While we look for...
buried treasure.
And that buried treasure is alternative music.
Yeah.
And and weedy nonsense.
If you couldn't tell, Ben, right before we got on the microphone, says the theme tonight should be nautical themed. And I go, what? And he goes, well, that's my theme. And
this
I'm like,
area.
Okay.
We're rolling with it. You are listening
You are listening to
Cream
of Wheat. On 91.5 FM.
WMFO Tufts Freeform
Radio. Yep. Well, it's Monday morning.
Welcome aboard.
And it's cold, and it feels like no amount of insulation will ever make me not cold.
I was in the middle of a store earlier today and literally shivering, and it just happened to be there, and I was like, I'm shivering. This is something I couldn't fake, and Aiden didn't care at all.
We were both in the grocery store. Ben came up to me with this very real complaint about being cold, and I simply didn't have the energy to respond.
He just walked
in an appropriate way.
I saw him several more times. He cared less and less each time, and I didn't even know there was less to care about. Like,
yeah, well. See, I think everyone's just used to kind of shivering in public now. It's, like, weird. It also feels like none of the buildings I'm in have proper insulation, but I don't know if that's true.
They literally... Whoever built them got a message, like, learned how to build buildings from, like, the Three Little Pigs story. They were like, put up bricks, and that's it. They
straw.
Were like, no, straw would be insulation. They just put up bricks, and they were like, that's a building.
That's,
it's done.
That's what
that
a building
worked for
looks
the pig,
like.
And that was the end of it.
Yep. Cold weather is not the big bad wolf. Brick is not impervious to cold weather.
It's a wild world out there.
It is truly wild world. Stay safe. Insulate your homes.
Speaking of wild worlds, I want to just talk about the wild opportunity that Tufts has presented me with that I'm really excited about.
What?
Aiden doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. I am so confused.
we're gonna just go with it.
Uh-oh, I'm afraid.
So here's something I'm currently very excited about.
Yeah.
As you know, it is October. Which is the month of Halloween. And we have talked about this a lot, despite Aiden really wishing that we would talk about something other than that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Well, Tusk, for all of you listeners out there,
oh.
is offering a $20 trip to Six Flags, and you get to go to all five haunted houses, plus free transportation, plus entry is usually like $50. Mm-hmm. This is $20 for the whole thing. The whole shebang. I will be there.
It's really strange for me to picture a Six Flags that isn't in Gurnee, Illinois.
No, that's the only Six Flags I know. I'm going to walk in there and be like, what?
For those of you who are just listening for the first time, Ben and I are essentially from the same place, but we didn't know each other prior to getting here.
This is it. And then we just agreed to do the show together. And,
and we're just like, oh, you're from the same place? We should have a semi-improvisational show themed around a cereal that happens only in the wee hours of the morning in a painful way. And we're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That's a good idea. That's a bond, for sure.
That's our superhero origin story.
There will be a trivia show immediately following this show called Question of Wheat. Unless we come with a much better name, which I don't know how we could.
Question of Wheat. Where we just ask people.
Wheat of Q's. Cream of Q's. That's better.
Cream of Q's. I really like Question of Wheat. I think at one point we should do a Question of Wheat episode that's all live participation trivia themed.
And people could call in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to call in,
yep.
How many potential people might that be that would be making that?
We are going to do this.
We have to. I want to know.
Here we go.
So, Aiden, we actually did learn something.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how we used to say that the website just tells us that there are seven people to make us feel less bad about ourselves?
Yeah.
So that's not true.
Oh.
The website actually says six people because we had one of the seven people, the last show on Creme Brulee, Allison, she was in the studio, so it said six people. So the minimum number of people that it will tell you to make you feel okay about yourself is six. The magic number.
Well, we're at eight. So that means there's two.
There's two buffoons.
And two true buffoons. Sharing our pain right now.
Two parrots on our shoulders, if you will.
What is that? No. I would, okay, if I were a, oh, yes. Nautical nonsense.
It is nautical nonsense. If I were a pirate, I would want a monkey. Oh, no, actually, if I were a pirate, I'd want guinea pig on my shoulder.
It would get immediately blown off the boat. Someone would step on that thing, punt it.
How would a guinea pig get blown off the boat? They're dense. They're so
guinea
dense.
Pigs are actually, true story, the most dense animal.
No, they're also not. But I'm just saying they would not get blown. All right.
Wait, my friend Robbie
animal?
Said he's one of the two buffoons.
Oh, Robbie.
I got a text. I'm one of the two buffoons. Thank you for listening. Call in. I will not be the one answering, which is a good thing because I don't know how to answer the phone. If you're going to call in, the rule is basically don't swear.
Yes.
If you want to give it a shot.
Yes. But that's okay. You also don't have to.
And Robbie, if you call in, please let me know. What is the most dense animal? I think if it's not guinea pig.
Dense.
It's got to be a chicken.
Really? No. Dude, chickens can kind of fly. Therefore, they can't be dense. 12 seconds of flight? You don't get that by being the most dense animal.
If you're going to call in, please call into the station.
Is Robbie asking exactly how to call in?
Yeah. Someone just called my actual phone.
No, that's not how this works.
The wrong number
that's
to call.
Simply so
pirates
silly.
Take messages only through cannon fire. They use the Morse code system. Pow. And
all right, so when I look up a dense animal, the first Google image search is a leopard, which just
isn't true. Stupid? That's not what I meant. If I did mean that, guinea pigs would be the densest animal in both ways.
The second is the elephant.
That one is probably pretty dense.
Third is a tiger.
Less dense.
The fourth and fifth are also a leopard. The sixth is a capybara, which makes sense. The biggest rodent.
Oh, no, rodents are dense.
Rodents are so dense.
If you open up a rodent, it's just filled with smaller rodents.
And inside those rodents is just little pellets. Just like sand. Just sawdust.
That's actually how you guys know, like blunderbusses, where you could just shove anything you want down the barrel and put gunpowder and then fire it. We have
I think
a
someone's
caller.
Calling.
Do not swear.
All right.
Whoever this
we're
is.
We're putting you straight on. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
This is my friend Garrett. Garrett, how are you? Welcome to Cream of Wheat.
I do not like that, but yeah. Sure.
You don't like that, Garrett? What do you have against Cream of Wheat, Garrett?
Wheat's a bad thing.
What?
Cream of wheat's a bad thing?
Also, Ben's more of a cream of chicken guy. Like, everybody knows it.
What really? What is a cream of chicken? Would it be more or less dense than a capybara?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what?
If you were to take cream of chicken.
Oh, it is a thing.
What? Cream of chicken?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't know that. It's $1.09 at Target.
Really?
Just saying. Garrett, what is the most dense animal in your opinion?
Talk to me about the most dense animal, Garrett.
Most dense animal, I would definitely have to go a capybara.
Thank you. Really? Thank you, Garrett.
Are guinea pigs similarly dense?
No, not at all. Really?
What's the least dense animal? Whales.
I'm going to go a cat being a cucumber.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Like, think about the air time.
Wait, say that one more time.
I'm going to say a cat that's being a cucumber. So, like, think about the air time on that cat.
Oh, you're right. Wait, Garrett, while you're on the air.
Yep.
And Aiden, I don't think I've told the story yet.
Oh?
The day I ruined my friend's girlfriend.
What?
with my cat.
Which time?
Garrett, do you remember?
That time. Okay.
Do you want me to tell a story?
Sorry. Tell it.
Okay. This is the worst thing I've ever done.
Oh, okay.
To date. So my friend and I, so we were driving the car, I'm driving the car, and my friend and his girlfriend from school are visiting.
Yeah.
And they're in the back seats, and we're like just driving to my house, and when we get there, my friend Dan says to his girlfriend, you should definitely meet Ben's cat. Ben's cat is very docile, doesn't have claws, super easy to meet, great cat.
Okay.
Nothing will happen.
Garrett, is this true?
Yeah, very true.
Okay. Interesting.
All right. It is a true story.
Okay.
So then we get there, and I was going into my house to get, like, water or something.
Mm-hmm.
As I was thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan says to me, Ben, you should go get your cat so my girlfriend, Abigail, can meet your cat.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in, and then Abigail's like, no, actually, don't do that. But I didn't hear that.
Oh.
So I go in, get water, drink it, they bring my cat out, and this is a visual, so I'm going to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing up, walking towards the door that is open, like, open door of my car that Abigail's sitting in, going, holding my, like, limp cat in my hands, swinging her around.
Limp.
A little bit, yeah, just a loose cat.
Boneless cat.
And I'm just like, meow, 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 like, doing that.
Did you actually say that?
Yes. You know, meow, 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 for just a prolonged period of time. Hearing my, like, loose cat, who's like, and just unhappy about the whole situation. It's like midnight. She's like, I was asleep, because that's all I do is I'm a cat. And I, like, get probably within 3 feet of Abigail.
Yep.
And she just screams. Like, she turns, sees the cat, flails around the backseat of my car, hits her body into literally every single surface and person. She is so afraid of my cat.
Really? Just cats in general?
And then people are like, Ben, why'd you do that? And, like, get a Band-Aid. And then Abigail's like, I'm not bleeding. And I'm like, I'll get a Band-Aid. And I run back into my house, get her Band-Aid. Meow, she meow, is meow, not meow. Bleeding. And then the night was over.
Oh. And this reaction is explained how?
I think something bad happened. I don't know. I don't want to share.
We don't know. No one was told the story.
Yeah, we don't know. But I just know, don't get four-legged animals near that person.
Okay. Well, Garrett, this was a learning moment.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us, Garrett.
Garrett, do you have anything you want to say?
Final words.
Yes.
Before you walk the plank?
I'm Ben. I'm hoping I'm not going to walk anywhere.
Stay safe. Yes.
Look up GTK X60XB. It's a new speaker I got.
Okay.
I can finally say it. My speaker's bigger than yours, Ben.
Okay. GTK 60X. Will you text me a link? I'll describe it on air.
Yeah. I'll text you.
Please do. All right. Thank you, Garrett.
All right, Garrett. It's good. Thanks for listening.
Should we take May with our next song?
Yes.
So this one is called Gum, Toe, and Soul.
Oh.
It is by Gus Dapperton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a lot about the song. My friend recommended it to me. I really liked it.
Okay.
And I just want to point out to all of our listeners out there that it is missing the Oxford comma. It goes gum, comma, toe, and soul.
I'm such an Oxford comma person.
I am strictly adherent to the Oxford comma
law. And
it
matters to me so deeply.
More than it should.
Like, really, it's ugh.
So I don't want to sour the song.
I don't mean to sour the sauce here.
But But it is missing the ice.
I'm gonna add a little extra lemon and let everyone know.
That, a little bit of lime juice to be sprayed into the
freshen up with acid. All right.
So here it is.
Thank you.
Ahoy and welcome back to Cream of Wheat.
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 So, in... Your silky smooth pronunciation of the word wheat.
Oh, thanks.
Really got me thinking about other things that have texture.
Oh.
And I was curious.
Got me thinking about textures.
What does that feel like? This is our new segment. What's that feel like? Aiden, what is your favorite texture?
Oh, No, I can't do this.
No.
Probably the texture of,
I can tell you what, here, we'll do it this way. I'll tell you things that aren't my favorite texture.
I'll tell you what isn't your favorite texture.
I think something that is not your favorite texture is softly running your fingers through the top of a warm pumpkin pie.
Oh, just a little.
Just like barely.
Definitely not my favorite texture.
Definitely not your favorite.
Not a huge fan of just like really dry, of really grainy sand.
Not your favorite texture for sure. I think you also don't like curling your fingernails along sandpaper.
Probably not.
Would not be your favorite.
Likely don't enjoy the texture of a cheese grater on my face.
Definitely not.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I think another thing that you don't like is the texture of somebody using a high heel shoe that was sharpened to give you a back massage.
Oh.
Don't think you like that.
Not a
probably
huge,
not your favorite not texture.
Wait, what was the original question before texture?
What is your favorite texture?
Oh, that's what you were going to stump me with?
Yes.
Another little preview into the background of Cream of Wheat. Before we got on, Ben says, ooh, I have a question for you. I'm going to stump you. And I go, what? So this is where we're at now. But favorite texture overall, I'm a big fan of ice.
Ice?
Yeah.
I feel like...
Smooth, cold, enjoyable.
Neither... The smooth, only no, cold, just cold.
Malleable.
Not that one.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You can make it melt. You can break it. Brittle. You can make sculptures out of it.
Don't know something I was thinking about today.
What, Ben?
Guess.
Wrong.
I was thinking about the fact that junior year of high school, my chemistry teacher just for no reason at all. Told us that the reason why metals are shiny is that photons bounce off the electrons in the metal and then shine into your eyes. Doesn't that sound fake? Doesn't that just seem to lack external validity as a concept?
Photons just like sparkle.
Like they glitter. Back. They're just the glitter of the atomic community.
I mean, it feels real to me, but...
That felt not real even a little to me.
Felt not even a little bit real to me when I was 16.
my same teacher, Aiden, also told us for no reason at all and without context that she made a bomb in college.
No. What? Simply not. That's simply going to happen.
No, that is what she
was
said.
Was it a shiny bomb? Did a lot of photons
I think it had a lot of photons hitting off. A bunch of electrons. Oh, Aiden. Might it be time?
I think it might be.
It perhaps would be the time
to
unleash a world of knowledge.
The binder is out, folks.
It is not being read. So Aiden, will you give them a lowdown about why we're going to be reading things?
So Ben and I on Cream of Wheat strongly believe that not only are we products of, American culture and products of our own ingenuity, but we're also very much products of our communities. That's incredibly important to us here at Cream of Wheat. So therefore, the team of Cream of Wheat wants to give back to the community via a public service announcement. We're definitely not doing this because it's regulated by the FCC in order for us to be a fully recognized radio station. And so? Ben has the binder tonight. So Ben.
Speaking of bombs, I haven't proofread this one even a little.
Oh.
But this one is called Food Not Bombs PSA.
Oh, that's nice.
And right above that says no kill.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
I want to just explain the page. It has Food Not Bombs written out there in a nice little town. Lots of people holding it up. There's a cool-looking bike, and I'm going to read. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direction against nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information, visit foodnotbombs.net.
Doesn't have the same ring.
Not the same.
Dot net.
It sounds like you're like trying not to swear, so you switch.
Dot net.
So I don't really.
Good message.
A
food,
caring
food
message.
Food is definitely a right, not a privilege. I think that's super important. Again, I am a bit caught up. Why can you just not have bombs, but also have food that has animal products in it? Why is it either bombs or
a
vegan food?
A good thing, of course.
Bombs or vegan food?
A very, like, 4th of July could not happen.
Yeah.
Without.
Bomb? What? I'm confused.
I don't know how fireworks
so you're
work.
Calling, okay, so you're saying 4th of July could not happen without bombs.
Yes.
In, like, the actual fireworks sense or, like, the sense of, like,
both.
Military celebration.
Historically, neither.
Interesting. Ben just made a big statement there, ladies and gentlemen.
Call in. Reach out.
Call in.
Touch us. Through the void.
Give us a light massage. I'm a little tense today. I'm actually a little tense. Ben, maybe during the next song we might have to give a little light rub. I don't know.
We'll see.
Like, my back's a little crunchy, to be honest. Like, it has
I'll
like knots
it.
In it.
Oh, I will.
That would be so nice. Ooh, I don't know.
I don't think they vacuumed this floor. Well, we will report back. Should we give them our next song?
I think it's music time.
So, this next song is called This Party by the Houndmouth.
Mm, yes, Houndmouth. Me favorite.
And here we are. A little ditty for you.
I
got a little ditty.
Walk the plank.
And here it goes.
patience for you to see and me to see. Murder in colonies, land without rivers, raging in the middle of some sad destiny.
Everybody, and welcome back to
Cream
of Wheat. I'm Aiden,
and I'm Ben,
and today,
all right,
we're going. Okay. I like that. It felt. I was like, I was following your pheromone trail. We have a hive mind.
Hive mind.
Hive mind.
We are both the queen of the hive.
Yeah, who's the queen?
I think the microphones own us.
That's true.
Speaking of, Aiden.
Who's your sovereign?
who is your... Where do numbers come from?
Oh... I think they naturally, it's weird. So you have this argument where it's like, numbers are a human construct. But then there's also this thing where like, you discover numbers and like, you can like be like, wait, I found this number.
If like you, if you found a number, what would you name it?
I mean like, so Avogadro Matildo. Named the number he found Avogadro's
number. Yeah, but
number.
That was like an annoying thing he did.
Yeah, Euclid was like, oh yeah, the Euclid's number.
He's like a whole type of geometry.
What?
Euclidean geometry.
Yeah.
He's like,
he named a whole subdiscipline of mathematics
which
for
is,
himself.
Which is annoying.
I mean, he probably worked pretty hard for that subdiscipline of mathematics.
But also, if he like was born now,
mm-hmm.
someone else would have done it, and they may have named it like... shapes and stuff. Like like they would have had their
cool
whole
shapes.
Fancy looking doohickeys is what they would have
fancy
called.
Fancy looking cool shapes.
Doobobs.
Not it wouldn't be Euclidean geometry.
Yeah. Like he was just perhaps
Euclid.
Well like right time, right place.
Yeah. Pythagoras. Pythagorean theorem. I mean I guess you could name something like the Demskonian property. Like
I would absolutely be mad about learning that in school, but very proud of you for doing it.
Oh, thanks.
Which is, I think, the highest praise I, a student, could give you.
Oh, lovely.
I would not be passionate about it. Wait, I don't want that to be at all.
Talk to me about Michel. Is that an adaptable thing? Michelin?
Michelin. Like the stars for the restaurants.
Oh, I was thinking the Michelin man.
My great-grandfather was actually the Michelin man.
What? No. What?
No, he was. Confused. No, he was.
He was like the mascot for the Michelin?
No, he was just shaped and colored like a bunch of like marshmallows all wrapped in like a weird form-fitting towel.
No.
No, it's true. It is true.
Grandfather
let me
equals
see what
Michelin.
He. Let me see what
wait, can
Grandpa,
we just talk about
Grandpa Michelin looks
how
like.
We let a tire company run.
They owned us.
They also own the restaurant. Like they assess what restaurants are best for us. A tire company
that rubber,
gives out stars.
Vulcanized rubber.
Yeah.
Companies got to decide what restaurants are worth their salt.
What?
That's what the expression. No, this is my grandfather.
You're showing me just a literal stock photo of the Michelin Man.
Look at how muscly and
this is no
full of rolls he is.
Look how rolly.
And the only clothes he is wearing, which is only occasionally true, is a sash.
The sash is a powerful thing.
It doesn't cover any of the things that I think maybe should be covered.
And what days, like, what do you think it takes in the morning for the Michelin man to be like, oh, today, sash day?
Do you wash the sash?
I feel like it's probably dry clean only.
Oh, it's for sure. Yeah, it's definitely made out of
definitely dry
velvet.
Yeah, it's, you know, cashmere sash.
So you're saying, okay, so your question is, just to tell me if I'm putting words in your mouth. How does the Michelin man decide if this is the day?
Yeah. So he wakes
that
up.
The sash goes on.
Wakes up. Not every day.
Not on.
Is the sash on, right? So he wakes up.
Yeah.
And he goes, walks over the mirror, maybe brushes his little tire teeth.
which are probably not the same color as the rest of him.
They probably would be.
You think they're just also just like normal people teeth? Which is, I think, a lot creepier.
Just like white rubber.
Like those old cars on the side. Yeah, I know what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. But he goes, looks himself in the little mirror, and he's like, not going to work for me today. Need a little spice.
I need some blue.
gotta get me some blue. And he walks over to his little closet where he has 15 blue identical sashes.
One for every day of the week.
Pops it on. Yeah, because little did you know is that rubber men operate on a 15-day week.
It's very...
They organize their calendar.
Only 2 days for weekends, though. It's actually kind of tragic.
Yeah. The Michelinian calendar is very interesting. So
it's a lot like the Aztec calendar, except instead of ending in 2012, it ends in 2019.
Uh-huh. Today. Nope, it's 2018 still.
It's still...
Soon, but not today.
They
is the is the Michelinian end of the world.
My grandfather.
Yep.
So I also... Second question.
Yeah.
Is the Michelin man cousins of the Stay Puft Marshmallow guy?
Unrelated. Off too confused.
Is it kind of like Homo sapiens and whatever the other thing was?
Erectus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like that?
Yeah.
At some point, they might interbreed and create Homo sapiens.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't really know a lot about that yet.
Yeah.
Because, like, they just haven't...
Yeah.
Okay. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Call in if you don't, because Aiden is happy to explain the intricacies.
The intricacies of interphylum relations.
Yeah. He will walk
actually
you
not interphylum.
That.
I just lied.
I don't know. That's not why they're here. But they might be here for this next song, which I want to do a long, extended intro for.
Oh?
Aiden, what is your favorite fad diet?
My favorite fad diet?
Yes.
The keto diet.
What is your favorite trendy diet? I asked the wrong question.
The keto diet?
Nope. What's your favorite trendy food right now?
I think avocados are in.
Yes. Indeed.
you've pleased me. You've fallen into my trap.
Yes. So, Avocado Baby.
What?
Is the name of this next song.
Oh, dang.
And I think we'll hit them up with this ditty.
All right. Sounds good. Let's ditty away.
right next to me, girl. Wherever I go, you're my, my,
wow,
my, my kind of woman. You're my, oh my, what a girl. You're my, 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 my kind of woman. And I'm down on my hands and knees, begging you please, baby, show me your world.
Alrighty, that was Mac DeMarco's My Kind of Woman, but the live version on a little pitchfork, YouTube, which was pretty cool. So that's like my favorite version of that song. I think it has the, you know, the mist emission in it, and also a little ad-libbing where he goes like really fast.
I felt like he was right here with me.
Mac DeMarco just entered this space through my body vessel
right here.
Yeah, there he is. Hey Mac.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, wow.
Ah, yes. I like that you don't use words.
Special guest, Mac DeMarco, everyone.
Wow, can we really bring
him Mac DeMarco on tonight.
Yeah, I don't hear the other radio shows bringing anyone, even trainees, maybe. So,
Ben.
Yes.
Feels like you.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I'd like to first of all say you're listening to Cream of Wheat on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yep.
That was the first of a couple things I want to say.
Yeah.
The second thing I want to say is there's a song that I like almost as much as Boys by Charlie XCX.
We're back.
Oh, we're back. No,
that just sent me hurtling back to reality.
That is one of... So Boys by Charlie XCX followed by Girls, which Charlie XCX is
a couple weeks ago, if you recall, we played.
Probably soon again, too, even. Like, it's one of my favorite songs. It occupies probably at least 3% of my brain functioning at any given time.
At any given moment.
If not much more.
Oh, yeah.
There's actually a song I like almost as much.
Blasphemy.
That is used as the theme song for a Netflix show that Vox, like a news organization type of thing. I don't know. They make a lot of YouTube videos. Anyway, they are responsible for this Explained YouTube series, and I think it's pretty good.
All right.
I'm going to play it as the last song, so it's Vox Explained, but I just like their main theme. It's really cool. But before we play that song, we're going to come back to it. And if you had to have a cardboard cutout of any idea, what would it be? And then we'll play the song.
Spirituality. That'd be nice.
What images would you put on this altar towards spirituality?
Just be a big, I don't know.
What wouldn't you put on it?
Beaver. No beavers on there.
No beavers.
No.
It's probably the wrong vibe.
Nope. All right.
Well, all right. I think we'll play the song now.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We really appreciate you listening, and we'll catch you next week. Have a great start to your very brisk week if you're in the Tufts community and probably elsewhere. All right.
And here we go.
Goodbye.
You spend